Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Right man faces felony charges for alleged tool theft, eBay sales. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A right man is facing felony theft charges for allegedly stealing over $40,000 worth of tools from the Antelope Creek coal mine and selling them on eBay. According to the Douglas Budget, 39-year-old James Brine was arrested in September after an investigation by the Converse County Sheriff's Office. According to court documents, mine staff reported the theft when a potential buyer from Colorado discovered a torque gun listed on eBay that matched a serial number registered to the mine. Brine, who worked at the mine, allegedly signed out tools, including chain hoists, flashlights, and torches. Investigators matched the mine's inventory to 93 items listed on Brine's eBay account. The affidavit says Brine earned over $22,000 from selling stolen equipment online. If convicted, Brine faces up to 20 years in prison and $20,000 in fines for two felony theft charges. His case was bound over to state district court earlier this month. Brine is no longer in custody as the investigation continues. Gillette honors young artist with 2024 Christmas pin design. Gillette City Council celebrated a cherished holiday tradition on November 19th by recognizing Lakeview Elementary student Abigail Gallernew as the winner of this year's Christmas pin contest. According to a press release from the City of Gillette, Abigail, a student in Ms. Chisholm's art class, was praised for her creativity and her design, which will be featured on the 2024 Christmas pin. For two decades, the Christmas pin contest has invited sixth graders across the community to showcase their artistic talents. This year, 222 students from seven elementary schools participated. Abigail's winning design is now available as a collectible pin for the public. You can pick one up at the city clerk's office on the first floor of City Hall. The pins are limited to one per person. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.